Just a little bit of the greatness that you're about to hear now. Kenny and I caught up with the bassist for Mr. Big. He was performing Thursday night in the Phoenix area. Billy Sheehan, right now.
They got a new record coming out, Mr. Big, and Big Billy Sheehan joining the Freaks. And I asked this of guys that I've interviewed for the last 20 or 30 years, was there ever a time, and it's interesting on the responses, when you're sitting there, again, with a hit record, that you're thinking, damn it, I hope I'm doing this 20 years from now. Was there ever a time in the mid, early 90s we thought, man, I want to do this for another 30 years?
I never thought that directly, but that was the vibe underneath it. I never had an idea that I would ever stop or do anything else. That's what I've done my whole life since I, you know, was still in high school, back in the Pleistocene era, when dinosaurs roamed. I never thought about ever stopping. And yeah. It's great now that we're out on the road. We got a nice, a great tour bus. We're playing to places, packed houses, sold out everywhere. We're going to be in South America, Mexico, in August, Southeast Asia, Japan, in September, the rest of the world in October, including Europe and the UK. And so I'm glad it keeps on going. It's beautiful.
One thing that has fascinated me about you guys with Mr. Big is that from the get-go, you've said, I've read in many, many places, that you like to perform and even create, making albums with a sense of urgency. You like that added pressure in the studio. So even 20, 30 years later, that added pressure, it still keeps you going, huh?
That's an excellent observation, my dear. It's very true. We did this record in 6 days. Because there was some extra stuff that was done after the mixing and some background vocals, but the lion's share of the record was done in 6 days. And that does create an urgency, because you start to get comfortable in any endeavor, and things slow down, and things don't have that kind of essence of edge or the spirit that you had when you first began. Because when we first began, we didn't have much time, we didn't have much money, we had to get in there and get the record done quick, yeah. And get out and get on the road fast, you know, so... That there was a thing to that that really added to the foundation of the music and the record and the way it sounded, I believe. So we kind of, in a way, it wasn't even artificially imposed this time. We really did only have 6 days where we were all in the same city at the same time with our producers, so we had to get it done.
There's got to be a really cool energy about that as well. It's almost as if you're doing things live, and you guys are like, all right, come on, let's go.
Exactly right. Well, the problem we had is we went back to our original producer from the first four records, and we started telling stories of the old days and all the shenanigans and hilarious stuff we went through. And we had to keep stopping. Hey, wait, we got to shut up. We got a record to make. We got to get three songs today, and we're only at number one, and it's 8 o'clock already. So let's go. So, but it was fun. It was a good kind of pressure. It was positive, and it really did. I believe. By my observation of what we have, what it was before, and what it is once it was recorded, I think it really improved and gave everything an edge and put things up several steps.
We will post a link to their video, the first single, Everybody Needs a Little. There's a good reason why there's about 500,000 views on this thing. And when we started this thing called MTV and all these music videos, we knew as part and parcel of putting a record together in the 80s and early 90s, how does a video fall into play now with records and record companies and bands?
Well, fortunately now, the music industry is now the music business again. It was an industry for a while, but it's shrunk down back to business level again, which is better, I think. And I think now when you do a video, I remember dropping huge amounts of money on videos, some of them. For example, the Eat 'Em and Smile, Yankee Rose video, I don't know, that was hundreds of thousands of dollars to make that video. It's unbelievable. So now we actually found two guys on Craigslist.
Wow.
That can do a video for very, very cheap. And they showed up and they rented proper cameras and did it the right way, but we're not necessarily blowing through mindless amounts of cash to get a video representation so that you can let the people see and hear what the band is about online. As a representation of what they're about to get if they'd be kind enough to come out to a show or purchase our music. So it's more now just kind of a promotional piece, and it's not a do-or-die thing.
Billy, how is YouTube and Vevo and those, any digital arena, how has it changed the music industry? Our daughter, our three-year-old daughter, absolutely loves watching music videos. And it makes me happy because I was an MTV VH1 girl back when they actually played videos. So it makes me happy to see that she's getting an appreciation for music through those things. But do you guys get kickbacks enough in those arenas, or is this just kind of another way to advertise for you all?
Well, I think it's, I was an early adopter of all things digital, and I loved it. And I think now it's great for musicians. You're a couple clicks away from a billion people, pretty much. So it's a great, great way to get people to know what's going on, keep people informed. Plus, we can directly communicate with people all the time. I'm answering email and responding to comments all the time directly, you know, and people, we chat and talk to people from all over the world easily. It's a great opening of the gateway between that gap that would separate performer from listener. So I love that. And I love the fact that you can go online and find almost anything. You can find anything there is by any musician anywhere. And we just didn't have that before. And it's free. That's cool. Now, we're not getting paid for it, but I don't really mind so much. I've never been money motivated in my career or music. I want to play. I'd rather play to 100,000 people for free than 1,000 people for $10,000. I would really prefer the former to the latter.
Billy Sheehan, the band Mr. Big, I appreciate your candid response there. You've let us know that people are your business. Access to audience is your business. A lot of people wouldn't say that. They'd rather have the money up front than to worry about pleasing an audience. It sounds like you'd rather build an audience than to get paid to talk to one.
It really is. Everything I own, my home, my car, my little retirement fund, that all came from somebody buying a ticket, a T-shirt, or a CD. You know, so I don't forget that. And every sports figure, everything he has comes from somebody buying a ticket or a TV station licensing the game to show to fans because the fans are going to watch it. So it all comes from the fans. Everything does. So once you've played your game and they've televised it and people have been entertained, you owe nothing more. For me, it's the same thing. Once I put out a CD, people buy it and listen to it, we're even. I don't owe them. I choose to go the distance and go further, and I make myself available to sign things, take care of things. We never charge people for a lot of people, they do a VIP greet thing after the show sometimes, which is okay, but I'm out by the bus doing it for free anyway, so my manager hates it when I reveal that in public. Goes, no, we need the money. I know we need the money, and that's fair, and that's cool, but I do it for free all the time anyway, and it's my pleasure. And so I just hope more people in a position like mine, or you might happen to be a sports figure, would take into consideration that the fans have all kinds of choices, and they chose you, and I'm very thankful for that. And I do everything I can to enrich the experience. And I do happen to love it, too. It's a great way to put your thumb on the pulse of what's going on and see what's happening out there with people and what they think and what they feel. So I'm always out by the bus hanging with people and taking photos and signing stuff and having a good talk. It's a good thing.
Way cool.
Founding member Mr. Big, bassist Billy Sheehan, joining the Freaks. Go back to 92, and I bring this up because I think it was 93, 94, when I saw Stone Temple Pilots. And Scott Weiland said, I know you guys want to hear this song, but we're so freaking tired of playing it. And they go into Plush. Again, you couldn't get out of the way of Plush back in 92, 93. When you played To Be With You, has there ever been a time where you thought the same damn thing?
Never.
Wow.
Never, never, never. And I'm completely certain of that because we having a hit record changes your life forever. And it's an amazing thing. And that record took us all over the world. It was number one. And I've heard 16 countries. I thought it was only 14, but they're telling me now it was 16. And we went to Singapore and to Russia and Brazil and India. And we've been everywhere all over the world. And that song is just our passport to the world. And I'm standing in line in the Dallas airport a few weeks ago, and somebody behind me noticed I was carrying my bag. Oh, are you in some band? Yeah, Mr. Big. I don't know. And I said, I'm the one who wants to. Oh, and then other people from the line are coming up, and they recognize the song, and had a great conversation with a couple of wonderful people as a result. It's been fantastic. And I look out every night, and there's a sea of smiling faces singing along, some in tears of the memories it brings them, And I've gotten an email from people all over the world about what that song meant to them and how they're having a hard time, and that the song got through it, or even suicidal people that, you know, this song was a boost to them that kept them going. And, you know, it's a phenomenon, and it's been nothing but positive.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waited on a line of
waited on a line
just to be the next to be with you.
We're talking with Billy Sheehan, Mr. Big. It's obvious that championships and winning titles and medals can change an athlete's life, but what does it do for an entertainer, a singer, a songwriter? What does it do to you to have a hit, a number one hit in 16 countries, and to get money in the mail when you wake up in the morning and have an audience that's interested and cares for what you have to say?
Well, we don't necessarily lord it over people who haven't had it. They may have them eventually too, and your next one may not be a hit, so you gotta enjoy it while you can. But yeah, there's a bump in money, there's a bump in, how people take care of you. We were on a Malaysian airline flight way back then in the 90s, and the pilots let us sit in the, cockpit for the landing.
Wow.
And I had photos of it too. I actually have to look them up and post it sometime. But you know, we would get on a plane sitting in economy class, and the stewardesses the flight attendant, that's an old word, stewardess, flight attendant would see that, oh, you guys in a band? Yeah, what band? Mr. Big. Oh, to be with you, really? Oh, and they'd move us up to first class and take care of us. So it was really a great, people were so generous and kind, because that song meant a lot to a lot of people, and they reflected back to us. We have to check a lot of gear sometimes when we're checking in. And I think it was in Indonesia, we were checking in at a counter. Sometimes they can charge you $15,000, $20,000, $40,000 for all the overage, because we got a lot of stuff to put on the plane. And I think Aer Lingus, the Irish airline, was going to charge us $20,000 when we were in Europe. And so we're in Indonesia with the same amount of gear, and the girl behind the counter, she just wanted a photo with the band, and she put everything on the plane for free.
Oh.
Wow.
So it was things like that, and they're sweet and beautiful people that really are so generous, because the song meant a lot to them. It really does change your life. And you get friends everywhere. We get friends all over the world now.
Billy Sheehan, Mr. Big, this is awesome. Thank you for taking this time out to join the Freaks, bud.
I appreciate it very much.
I tried to hit the falsetto like he does. That song has many memories for me as well. Billy Sheehan, great interview right there.